Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and good evening and welcome to Divine Connection Blog Talk Radio. We give God glory and praise for a brand new day. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us continue to rejoice and be glad in it. There is none like Him. What a marvelous and wonderful and awesome God we serve. As we come into His presence today, we want to come with that heart of thanksgiving, the heart of forgiveness, the heart of love, the heart of allowing Him to transform us into the image of Him. That's going to be through His word. And He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. But we can't be just a hearer of the word. We have to be a doer. So in this hour, in this time, in these last days that we're in, we're like never before, we need to be searching Him out and seeking out His face to find out what His direction is for us for each day. Because without God, we can do nothing, but through Him, we can do all things. We need to be in a place, glory to God, that regardless of what's going on in the cosmos and what's going on around us, that we will really be in a place of standing on God's word, walking in His word, walking in His truth, walking in submission and obedience to Him, walking in our boldness, walking in our authority, walking in dominion and power that He has given us through the power of attorney through Jesus Christ and through the power of the Holy Spirit. Without God's word and without the Holy Spirit and without His truth, glory to God, we will be a lost people at this time, especially at this hour when there's so many things that are going on in the cosmos, so many things that are causing people's minds to be confused or causing them to be selfish or causing them to be self-centered, causing them to get caught up in retaliation and all this brutal homicide and genocide and all these confusion of all the different types of gods and idols and so forth He's putting before people, and they are finding themselves seeking out other gods in darkness and finding themselves doing hideous things and decapitating and causing all kinds of crimes that just unreal. You would think it was in a movie, but a lot of things we're looking in, even on the system on the television or whatever device you want to use, the things that are so hideous and see, a lot of it is just not movie pretending. It's some of these things are actually happening, and a lot of it is even in our day and in our hour. But nevertheless, with all the horror and things that we're hearing and seeing and the things that the enemy is bringing across the media and people are saying and doing, our God is still on the throne. He's still doing great things and marvelous things, and the enemy wants us people to look at situations and circumstances to say, where is God and what's the use? And so we might as well in these last days, whatever you feel, do it. Whatever you think, do it. Whatever goes on. But nevertheless, our God is, glory to God, is going to turn some things around and do some things that is going to be mind-boggling, that men going to know that He is God. He's still, glory to God, in the same place He was yesterday, today, and forevermore, and say He'll never change. So no matter how dark it seems, no matter how hideous the crimes are, no matter how bad people say you can't kill this idea of ISIS or you can't do this, you can't do that, our God is so merciful. He is, glory to God, so loving, so caring, so kind, but He's still a just God. He's a God of correction, and He's a God, glory to God, of wrath. So when that hour and that time comes, as He's been so merciful, giving opportunities for man to correct themselves and to get in alignment with His word and for the house of God to come in alignment with His word, no matter what, He's going to prove Himself in the midst of all of this. So we have to keep the faith. We can't allow our hearts to fail because of things that are going on in the world. God has already prepared us through His word to let us know what is going to transform and what is going to transpire, what the adversary is going to do, the tactics of the adversary. Gave us, glory to God, the wisdom through His word, glory to God, and then let us know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. He gave us the armor. He gave us, glory to God, that the directions, and He gave us, glory to God, the fivefold ministry. He gave us the giftings. He gave us, glory to God, a prayer life to seek out His face. He's given us everything. We just need to seek out His face and let Him give us the skills that's needed to go over there to operate a boat. He has to have a people that will obey, because it's not enough to have all this knowledge, because it can be just like somebody going to class, gaining a lot of knowledge just to get to the next class or to get out of that grade or to get accomplish their degree or whatever, and whatever that after that is on the shelf. With the men and women of God, we got to be in a place that we receive that word, operate according to what the word says, and continue to build on it and continue to live and continue to pursue and persevere through it. We just can't put it on the shelf and, oh, I got that, and keep moving. We have an adversary to contend with, and he's about finding every avenue he can to cause us where we got to stumble, to fall, or cause division, confusion, or cause us over to God to devour one another. So we have to be in the word. We have to be in a place to search him and seek out his face so we can walk according to his word. Praise the Lord. So we just thank him for the power of worship and glory to God, and heal and let us know we must worship him in the beauty of holiness. All true beauty reflects some of who I am. That's coming out of the Jesus Calling Devotional Bible. All true beauty reflects some of who I am. I'm working my ways in you, the divine artist, creating lovingness with you, your being. My main work is to clear out debris and clutter, making room for my spirit to take full possession. Cooperate with me in this effort by being willing to go all, to let go of anything I choose to take away. I know what you need, and I have promised to provide all that abundantly. Your sense of security must not rest in your possessions or in things going your way. I'm training you to depend on me alone, finding fulfillment in my presence. This entails being satisfied with much or with little, accepting either or as my will for the moment. Instead of grasping and controlling, you are learning to release and to receive. Cultivate this receptive stance by trusting me in every situation. Reference scripture would be Psalms 29:2 and Psalms 27:4. In my spirit today, it's been, oh, Lord, for something that's been on my heart to pray for directions in the body of Christ, and pray against the voice of reasoning so we'll have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church and to this hour, and being obedient to him, and in the body of Christ to force to hear the voice of the Lord and to be led by his Spirit. He was giving me some things concerning that, praying and restoration and healing for the women of God that come on board, as the Lord has been dealing with them with some things, and some of that may tie in. We want to just hear how the Spirit of the Lord lead you. Bless the Lord. I want to have our scripture reading will be out of Isaiah 51:10. I had pulled it up. Let me. And it says, "Creating me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Another says, "Creating me a clean heart, O God, renew a loyal spirit within me." Creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me, a steadfast spirit. Creating me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. Praise the Lord. And create in me a clean heart and renew a right attitude within me. This is Isaiah 51:10. Praise God. We'll prepare ourselves to go into prayer. Praise God. As Mother McCormick and Pastor Prophetess Bird is online, praise God, we as I lead off in prayer, we'll let them, as God bless whichever one God direct them after I pray, to open their lines and pray, and we'll take it from there. And after a while, Mother Alexander, when she joined us, after she come back in from her assignment that God has given her today, then she'll join us.
Pastor Bird on the line.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I was saying, I saw you and Mother McCormick saying, as soon as I pray, that one of you all can take the reins after me, amen. I did want to. Something was going on in Psalms 139. So, if you permit me, that'd be part of the prayer too. Let me pull that back up. It was this morning. With it, I think it's one of those devotional prayers that came up online this morning too. And it says Psalms 139:23-24. It says, "Search me thoroughly, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there is any wicked or hurtful way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." And Father, as we come before you today in the name of Jesus, we want to come, glory, giving you glory, first of all, giving you praise and giving you honor. Without you, God, we can do nothing. We want to be in a place that we are just not just coming to you and just calling up words, but we want to give praise and magnify your name and worship you and honor you every day that you've given us, because we may not feel it in our flesh, but God, we know in our spirit, God, you are the one and only true God. You are the God of our salvation, the author and the finish of our faith. You are our Savior. All that Jesus has done in shedding his blood and being whipped and crucified and, glory to God, going through all those horrific and horrible things that were said and done to him, all on our behalf, because the Father loves us so much that he gave his Son, and his Son loves us so much that he sacrificed his life, the ultimate sacrifice, now at the right hand of the Father, even making intercessions on our behalf. God, help us to allow you to create that image of Christ on the inside of us with the agape, that we may submit ourselves and commit ourselves to allegiance to you, to submit to doing thy will. God, we ask you to forgive us for every offense, every transgression, every sin, every error, even thoughts and deeds that are not lining up. God, help us not to be a perpetrator. We allow you to come in and do surgery over here and allow you to come in there, and then we have our own judgmental feelings about how, and our own preconceived notions about how this and that ought to be done or how people should be. God, help us to get to this place that, first of all, starting with us, to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit with us, and a steadfast spirit, a spirit of dedication, a spirit of submission and obedience to you, Father, a spirit, glory to God, of love, a spirit that will have the agape through looking at what you said even in your word in Galatians and 5, and how we're to, under that umbrella of love, how we're to operate in the love and the kindness of suffering, long-suffering, and so forth and so on. God, we need you like never before. We need that help, but we need to a place that we can be disciplined to submit to your will. God, pray for us. We pray for ourselves, even if for one another, at this time of forgiveness, when there's so much chaos that's going on in our cosmos right now, going on in our land, going on in the United States, glory to God, and around the world, with all the crises of all the things with ISIS, all the things that are going on with these self-hate crimes and all the things, glory to God, where people are just promoting it, even from our leadership on down to people that, glory to God, innocent, even on to portraying this image so that way it's even filtrating even through our children or whatever. God, we come against those foul and unclean spirits, those spirit of forgiveness, those spirit of hatred, those unforgiveness, those spirit of hatred and murder, and glory to God, want to have a spirit, glory to God, to retaliate because of what this was done. I said, by an idea about this and that and what I feel. God, we bind up every device of the enemy, every unclean and foul spirit that's causing all this chaos and causing all this confusion, causing people to want to turn away from God or not even accept him as God, the one, glory to God, that has had so many idols and so many other things that are in their lives or before you that they don't want to even recognize you as Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But, God, it does not change. You're still the same, no matter what man's feel or his ideas or go without what facts they try to conjure up or whatever. God, you're still the truth. You're still Lord. So, God, we're just praying, God, even for the body of Christ, that sometimes, glory to God, because of situations occur, they're coming on board with the enemy, glory to God, with the very ones that we're supposed to be fighting a good fight of faith against, us, the spiritual wickedness and all kinds of principalities and all kinds of forces, glory to God, of unclean spirits that were coming in the land and coming against people and murder and suicide, genocide, glory to God, the homosexual spirits that are trying to infiltrate over and don't want to even acknowledge other people and their rights, want to just come up into, glory to God, my will and my way and whatever, and the things that are going on in greed and government and all in different things, glory to God, of our society that is causing people to be hurting and cause, glory to God, so much hatred and unforgiveness and so much bitterness and so much, glory to God, that just one spark like a fire, glory to God, an idea about this or feelings about this or something break out and the other one do something hideous and next thing you know, glory to God, all out of whack. God, we're praying in the midst of this stuff that needs to be put in place, go over that justice is not being done properly in our land in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying against the forces that come, glory to God, to bring so much bitterness and anger and frustration with, glory to God, black on black crime and on the spirit, glory to God, where the police go around fighting against a particular minority or however, or coming up against the black community, Latina community, however, but even this stuff that is out in the news now, that this hate, and prejudice and this, that, and the other. And God, all the forces that are filtering on the outside and interference and glory to God that are glory adding to the fuel to the fire. God, I'm praying the covers to come off, even from the core of this thing all the way down to the root of it or whatever it is, that glory to God, love, glory to God, will provide, but also with wisdom, how to go in and how to come out, how to deal with these issues, glory to God, concerning hate, because deal with these issues, glory to God, concerning abuse, these issues, glory to God, of causing, glory to God, so much chaos. God, we're asking you, Lord God, to bless that the people of God will also get in position and return back in a place in unity, or get in a place in unity, because some never were. But God, we're asking, Lord God, to a place of forgiveness, a place over there to have the wisdom of God how to go in and how to come out. Oh, yeah, the things that are happening at this time, we know, glory to God, there are some things that are out of order. We know there are some things that are not right. We know there are some things, glory to God, people in some high places that are not doing what is necessary to put things in order. Some things behind the scenes, throwing a big brick and hiding your hand and perpetrating and saying we're about getting this right and doing this right. But in the meantime, they're in the background, glory to God. Keep pressing and pushing, glory to God, the issues. God, we're praying uncover, pull covers off. God, we're praying, glory to God, a healing. We're praying for a deliverance. We're praying for a change. We're praying for the believers not only to pray but give us wisdom in the voice of what we're to say and what we do, when and how, and not to give fuel to the fire, glory to God, of saying the contrary things that the world would say, but say with the Spirit of the Lord for the solution, but also give us the wisdom of what to do and how to do and what we need, glory to God, in order to make things line up with what God is saying. God, we just pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for our laws. We're praying, glory to God, for those that are in positions to change the laws. We're praying, glory to God, for some of those ideals that are in some people's heads that are contrary to what is right, in the name of Jesus, that there will be a change in the name of Jesus. We're praying for exposure for some things that need to be exposed as well. God, we're praying for healing in the land. We're praying for deliverance. We're praying, glory to God, for mercy. We're praying for grace. We're praying for a voice of the believers, glory to God, to speak, glory to God, hallelujah, as God speaks, not what flesh feels, not what ideals feel, not what, glory to God, what the circumstances are saying. But God, help us to know what it is, know how to do. God, we come against the spirit of fear tactics through all of these hideous things that are going on that cause people to be fearful and fretful. God, we are praying, glory to God, that you've not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. Help us, Lord, search out the word, search out the scripture, search out, glory to God, your will, so that way we can line up with what the word is saying and not line up, glory to God, about what's been dictated to us in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying that you continue to search us thoroughly, glory to God. Make sure that our lives are lining up. Try our hearts so we'll know, glory to God, even in our thoughts. Are they lining up with your word? See if there's any wicked thing. And therefore, God, when you reveal things to us, that we will line up and do it right the way you say do it, in the name of Jesus. There's a way that seems right unto man, but that way leads to destruction. And God, we know that we hurt, we disappointed of some of the things that are happening, but if we walk in our feelings and we walk in our emotions on the emotional roller coaster, we will not accomplish the things of God. Because you said in James, the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. And you said, vengeance is yours, said the Lord. And as we often said, and the sister is even saying, even to let us know and so forth like this, that we cannot operate, glory to God, in hate and glory to God and all the other forces that the enemy has set out there for to cause people to walk contrary to the, it's going to take love. And the Christian, glory to God, has to get that place back of having the nature and the quality of Christ, as she was saying even last night. We have to get to a place that we're divinely connected in the spirit so we can be able to accomplish the things that God is saying in the natural, in the name of Jesus. God is requiring us to love ye one another. Love the Lord with all our heart, mind, soul, and body. Glory to God, and our strength, glory to God. Then we can be able to love man and love our neighbor, and we can be able to love past the hatred and love past, glory to God, the mediocrity and all the other craziness that the enemy has going on, in the name of Jesus. We'll be directed by the Spirit of the Lord through the Holy Spirit. Let him lead and guide us. Don't let us get to a place that we constantly are grieving and overriding the spirit. And then those that are standing and doing all they know to do, but then there's other ones trying to pour water on that fire to drown out the voice that is saying, live according to what the word says, live according to what God says. God, we go, and God got to get to a place for me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord, but the house of God should be in that place that we're going to serve the Lord. God, we know that you're going to work some things for the good, but we can't sit on the sidelines, glory to God, and not carry out what you're saying to do. God, we got to be able to pray to keep the hope. We got to keep the faith. We got to abide in the love, glory to God. We got to walk by faith and not by sight. We got to be in a place, glory to God, that whatever God's word says, we got to keep repeating it, keep going to God, decreeing, keep declaring it until we see some manifestation. God, let us not be weary and well-doing, but let us be into a place that we persist and pursue and persevere, glory to God. So, God, it's a time now for the heart of man to change, to get to a place, glory to God, that they accept God and Jesus Christ as our Lord, our Savior, deliverer. You said every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And it may look like it's not going to happen, but God's word will not go out void. It will accomplish everything that you set it out to do. So no matter what it looks like or what it sounds like, you said, be holy, for I am holy. And God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless us. Help us to walk in when our feelings and our emotions and when we see, glory to God, things that are not right and done, glory out against one another or either against a certain nationality or certain, glory to God, or people, as even as the black community or whoever it is, but all should be, no matter when we see error, see heartache and see hideous things and bad things happen, glory to God, we can't get to desensitized and we can't get to a prejudice and we can't get to a point where, yeah, so that happened, whatever, what about us? We got to be to a place no matter what. Pray according to what God. When he died and he suffered, it was for all mankind. To make a choice and to also to know that I love you and it's your choice to excuse you this day who you're going to serve. And he said when it was finished, that it was left up to us. So in the meantime, we can pray and be a light to be able to encourage others in the name of Jesus. We pray for a blood covering over us, one another, as we pray and intercede for one another. So, God, we just ask you to help us. Help us at this time so our voice, so that will be your voice, not our will, but thine will be done. So that way we can be able to hear and seek out the face of God and seek his first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It won't be, glory to God, self-will. It won't be, glory to God, deceit. It won't be, glory to God, lying and cheating and greed and trying to see what I can accomplish, because it's not about building up a kingdom down here. You said seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else will be added. Don't worry about what we should eat, drink, or what we should put on, food, clothes, and the shelf. God, you will take care of all of that. But even those things are provisions and blessings while we're here in this transition, glory to God, until we get to where you've called us. But right now we're on assignment to do what God has called us to do. So help us, glory to God, but not to let the things that go on that cause us to get mediocre, glory to God, get us to get nonchalant, get us to get tired. Don't allow the things that the enemy attack us with our bodies or attack us, glory to God, in our finances, attack us with our families or attack us with betrayal or attack us, glory to God, what we see in the media, attack us because we see all this foolishness that are going on with the fight, glory to God, for presidency and the various things that are going overseas with ISIS and, glory to God, in different lands and the bombings and whatever. The enemy wants us to be fearful and fretful. What's the use? What's the purpose? He'll have us just laying down and down, just enough just to get by and running out to the door and coming back in and hiding in our house. You're not going to even be safe there if you don't trust God and believe God, because the enemy is everywhere. So we have the shield of the blood of Christ to continue to bless us and those angels be encamped about us as we go in and out, and not to lend a voice to glory to God so much foolishness and glory to God and have our ears open to the things that are contrary. Let's pray for the solution. Even when we hear things, let us apply the blood, apply the word, apply glory to God what the word says, regardless of what's going on at this hour. So as a man thinketh in his heart, so it is. We want to think with the mind of Christ. We want to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. We want to submit to his will. We want to glory, be a light. We want to be an example. We want to walk in the agape. We want to be, glory to God, the vessel that he can use, that we can be able to, he can transmit his anointing for healing and deliverance and salvation and glory out and encouragement and enlightenment, that we'll be able to build up the house of God, build up the people of God, bring enlightenment to those that are in darkness. Glory, we'll be a light. We'll be that people, that man will be able to see that our God is God and he is still moving and still working. So agape, the love of God, help us, glory to God, that our mindset will be the will of the Lord be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. And to say this, I want to add to that something that was said by this, I can't remember who this person is, but when I have allowed the Lord to remove my being, I may be position to approach my brother humbly, gently, lovingly, and very carefully. And someone has said, Christians are unusual people. They are called to be hard on themselves and gracious to others, wearing the overcoat of love. All of this means that the well-dressed believer, clothed with forbearance and forgiveness, will understand the exhortation of Colossians 3:14. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity, Gordon MacDonald, as describes our calling well. I can hardly think of more important function than the giving of grace to the man or woman who has never learned of the love of Christ and his reclaiming grace. To the young or the struggling believer who seeks a Christ-like faith and the joy of experience reforming grace. And to the broken world person who has so disappointed his brother and sister in faith and in need of retroactive grace. Where there is grace, there is hope. Hope for a broken world is to be revealed. And God, we bless you. And we glorify and magnify your holy name in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. The phone is open now for Pastor Bird, Mother McCormick, and soon after his mother, Alexander, is there, or the next vessel that God has saved to pray. At this time, the line is open. We give God glory.
Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. King of glory shall come in. Is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Father, we praise you, we honor you, we give you glory, we give you thanks. We thank you for this beautiful and wonderful day, God, that you've given us. We call upon your most holy name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are, what you do, dear God. So we just praise your name. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we come boldly now to your throne of grace. God, we ask you for mercy. God, we know that there are a lot of things going on, Father God. We know, God, that this world is just in an uproar. But you are still, God, you still rule and you still reign. And I pray in the name of Jesus that your church, God, not get caught up in the hype, dear God, but we keep our eyes and our focus on you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Help us to know, God, that we are more than conquerors through you, Father God, and we can do all things but fail. God, we won't save them all, but we will save some. So, Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus, in the midst of chaos, God, in the midst of everything that's going on, that you show yourself mightily, dear God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the saints of God. I pray, Father God, for your church. I pray, Father God, that in these last days that we be that voice crying out in the wilderness, God, in Jesus' name, that we will tell them the good news of Jesus Christ and him being crucified. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that in these last days, God, we begin to cry aloud and sound the alarm, Father God. I don't care what it looked like. You already told us that some of these things was going to come to pass. But you also said that my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face. Then I would hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sins and heal their land. So, Father God, we ask now in the name of Jesus that the atmosphere, the temperature of this world, Father God, it changed, but it will be changed by prayer. It will be changed by the thanks, Father God. Help us not to get weary. Help us not to faint, God, in these last days. But help us to walk with the power and authority, God, that you've already given us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, for we see that 58 is died. Help us to know that 1,000 didn't, Father God. So the prayers of the righteous do matter, Father God, and it do make a difference. So when we come together as one, not looking at what we see, Father God, but standing on every word, Father God, that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, that says we're more than conquerors, that say we are the head and not the tail, above only God and never beneath. So, Father God, we just give you praise today. And we thank you, Father, for your body. We thank you for the saints. We thank you for those that are standing strong on the wall, dear God, for those that are praying without ceasing now in the name of Jesus. And God, we do lift up this country to you. God, we're in turmoil. Everybody is against somebody else. Black against white, Democrats against Republicans. God, it's a mess. But God, you say you came to set the captive free. So no matter what it looked like, no matter what's going on, we depend on you. We trust you, and we believe you, Father God, that you're going to turn some stuff around in the name of Jesus. God, we know that we are living in the last days. We know that some things have to precede your coming, dear God. But we believe that in the midst of everything that's going on, that your church, God, is going to rule and reign in the earth in Jesus' name. We believe that when we pray, Father God, that somebody going to get saved. Somebody going to have a change of mind. And most of all, God, a change of heart. So, Father God, we depend on you, dear God. And we thank you, Father God, for using us in this last day. We thank you for the remnant, Father God, that you are bringing forth now in Jesus' name. So help us not to walk in fear, God, regardless of what's going on. We got to know if you are for us, who can be against us? So, Father, help us not to walk in fear and help us to cry aloud. Help us to cry louder and louder, Father God, just like the blind man, Father God. They tried to stop him, but he wouldn't because he needed his sight. Oh, God, we need some light in this dark world now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, your church have the light. Your church is carrying the torch. Your church, Father God, is in the lead. So help us, Father God, just to stand in faith and to stand boldly now in Jesus' name. And thanking you, Father God, that whatever's going on in politics today, oh, God, help us not to be weary. Help us to know that no man hold our destiny, Father God. You hold us in the palm of your hand. And whoever wins, Father God, we still know that you still rule and you still reign. You said in your word, Father God, that you put kings in place and you will take them out. But God, we do pray for godly men and women, Father God, to be in places of authority. We ask, Father God, that men who are after your own heart, God, would be the people that's in charge of this nation. There's not just this good boy system, Father God, that have gone on for decades now. I'll stretch your back and you stretch mine. But God, we're asking for people to come in that love the people and want to change so that the rich won't keep getting richer and the poor get poor. But that all men, Father God, if they work a decent job, they'll get decent pay. Father God, if they work, God, they'll be able to live wherever they was, ever they want to. And not only that, Father, that we will all be treated equally by our laws, law enforcement, God. And even the laws that we have for this country, that they won't have a set of rules for the white and another set of rules for the rest of us. So, God, we place that all in your hand, Father God. And we know that you already know, but you told us to pray without ceasing. You told us that we have not because we ask not. So we come tonight asking in faith, and we believe, God, that whatever we ask, we will receive it in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just bless your name, and we thank you, God, for all you're doing and going to do, God, in these last days. And so, Father God, I don't care what's going on in this nation, we do ask in the name of Jesus, because you said one day when Jesus was on his way to the cross and the women was crying, you said, don't cry for me, but cry for yourselves. And God, we see it right now that the women and the fathers, sisters and brothers and daughters and nieces and nephews and cousins, God, they're crying out in the street. They're crying in the street, God, because they've lost a loved one. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I lift up all of those, Father God, who have lost somebody to some violent act, God. I pray for them. I pray for their strength. I ask that your mercy and grace be upon them. I ask, God, that you touch them as only you can, God, in the name of Jesus. Because, God, what's going on in this world is a result of us saying we don't want you in our schools. We don't want you in our government. We don't want you in our homes anymore, Father God. We are afraid to even say the name of Jesus. And because of that, God, we are reaping. But we know without a doubt, you are just God, you are gracious God, you are God of grace, and you are God of mercy, and you still hear our cries when we cry out to you. So have mercy now on us, even as a nation, and even as the world cry out, God, about ISIS and everything else that's going on, people dying in the street daily, Father. But help us not to get caught up in that, but to stay connected to the vine, to stay connected to you, Father God, because you got a way out for us. So, Father, we do praise you. We give you glory, and we thank you, God, for what you are about to do. And it's in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, it's again that we come this afternoon, Lord. We come just want to say thank you for another day. We thank you, God, for all what you have done and what you're going to do. Oh God, as I begin to read this scripture right here, Psalms 95, the first verse, where it's the, oh come and let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyful to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and let us shout joyful to him with songs. For the Lord is the great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you because we know, God, we come, Lord God, with a song in our heart this afternoon. We come with a joy in our heart, knowing, God, that you are able to fix all things, God. We come thanking you, Lord God, because we know that you sit high and look low. And, Lord, we know that you see every problem and every situation that is going on in the world today. And, oh, God, we ask you, God, to continue, Lord God, to give us that strength, God, that we might carry on, that we might keep the faith, God, no matter what comes and go around us. Help us to stay boldly. Help us to continue to come boldly to the throne of you, Lord, that we can find help in a time of need. Help us, Lord God, to keep our eyes focused on you, Lord, not looking to the left or to the right, but just continue to seek you, Lord, like never before. God, we thank you right now for your strength right now, Father, because you've been good to us, God, and you brought us from a mighty, mighty long way. And we pray right now for men and women of God all over the world, God. We pray that they might realize, Heavenly Father God, that you is the author and the finish of our faith, that whatever we need, that we can learn to look to you for what we need. We can learn to put our trust in you and lean not to our own understanding, but all our ways. Help us to acknowledge you, that you would direct our path. Heavenly Father, help us, Lord God, to get in that secret place where you want us to get, that we can be able to be hide, we can hide in the secret place, that we'll be able to be shielded and be able to be kept in that place, which is you, Jesus Christ. We can get in any other place. We can't be kept. But if we get in the place of Jesus, in the place of you, God, we can be kept. So, God, we just want to say thank you. We just thank you right now for all what you is and all that you're doing in your people's life right now, Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, we need your strength. We need your power. And, God, we ask you to forgive us for our wrong, for the sins of wrong that we have done, that we have walked, and maybe we have walked wrong in some way. Forgive us for it. But, God, help us to keep our mind on you, God, that we can understand how to pray and what to pray for, that we won't be just on here just saying things, but we will say it from the spirit of you, Lord God, that you'll be the one that's going to use us in the last and even day. So, God, we need you right now. We need you to be able to pray for other people out here in the world, that people is going through so much has happened, but we know that you know all about it, God. You are the God. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you right now for everything that you're doing for your people. We thank you right now, Lord, for your plan, because we know you have a plan for your people. And we know, God, that you're able to take us through the plan that you got for us to go through. We give you glory and honor this afternoon. We thank you that they are covered, you know, that the people are covered by your blood and by the Son, Jesus Christ. And help us to stay under your secret place, under the shadow of the wings, under the shadow that we should trust and find refuge. Psalms 91 and 4. Help us not to seek our own desire rather than God. But God, help us to seek ye first the kingdom of God in his righteousness. And we know all these other things will be added to our life. Matthew 6 and 33. Help us, Lord God, not to fear. Help us not to be fearful, God. Oh, God, help us not to be anxiety. Help us not to have anxiety in our heart. Help us, Father, to stop trying to figure out things on our own, but help us to cast all our cares upon you, because we know you care for us. Because we know when we are trying to figure everything out on our own, that we are messing up situations in our life. But, oh, God, if we continue to give it to you, Lord, God, you will open that door. You will make that way for your people, Lord God. Help them to understand, God, that you are the one. You are our author. You are the one that we have to call on. You are the one that we have to look to in these last and evil days. We just want to thank you, Lord, and we pray that you, God, will continue to look down on the world as a whole, look down on the law enforcement out there, God. We pray for those. We pray for even the firemen, the men that's out there fighting fire or going into homes when they are fired. We pray that you will protect those kind of men out there, God. We pray, God, that you will look down on the body of Christ as a whole this afternoon, because we need you, God. We pray for the pastors everywhere, God. We pray for them, that you will look down on the lay members, God. Just help us to come together in unity, to have love for one another. Not just saying that we got love, but help us to have that real love, that God-paid love, God, the love that you have given us, the love that you have shed abroad for us. Help us, God. We need you right now, Lord. And, Father God, just continue to forgive us, Lord, and take us through, Lord God, that we will walk the way that you have us to walk. And, Father God, when we're done in praying, we can't pray anymore. This we ask all in the name of Jesus. We pray this afternoon in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Mother Alexandra, are you online? If she's not there yet, is Pastor Tweedy there?
Praise the Lord.
Okay, praise the Lord. That's a lot of background noise. Whatever the Lord has placed on the spirit tonight. We're talking a lot about what's going on in the land and what's going on, the direction first for the body. So many things that are happening. But whatever God's placed in your spirit now, you go ahead and pray. And,
I can't understand what you're saying.
Okay.
You have a lot in the background, and you're going in and out.
So you're on your line right now.
I hear talking or something. I can't.
Okay, everybody else mute your line. Mm-hmm. Everybody else mute your line, and then we're going to ask Pastor Tweedy again to open her line or either go out and come back in. Try one more time, Mother. Pastor Tweedy, try again. Are you still there or you went out? If she's not there, Mother Alexander, are you there?
I can hear you now.
Okay, the noise is gone now. We can hear you clearly. So go ahead and pray.
What is it specific that you wanted me to...
Okay, tonight and stuff like this, God gave me for praying for direction for the body of Christ, praying against the various things and so forth that are happening right now. We come against the forces of the enemy, and the other sisters have been praying more or less, glory God, concerning the things that are going on now, praying for the Lord's will to be done, praying for the body of Christ, praying for awakening, praying, you know, for a turnaround in the things that are happening in the laws and in the land of in the land now and also in the body of Christ. So however the Lord directs you, they're all tying in. So whatever he's placing in your spirit concerning that, or already some things that are transpiring, or either if it's related to the word last night, whatever, just let the Lord use you for what's in your heart now.
Amen, praise God. Father, in the name of the Most High God, Lord God, we come humble before thy throne of mercy, before thy throne of grace, giving thanks unto you for allowing us in your presence. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, if we've sinned any sin, well, Lord God, we've offended you or the kingdom of heaven. We ask, Lord God, that we be forgiven in this hour. Holy One of Israel, Lord God, we need you as never before. Father God, for all the trouble that is in the land, and we know the tribulation, we know that, oh God, in this hour, Lord God, that things are manifesting that we don't understand. But we realize that your judgment has already begun. But Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Holy One of Israel, you already have a place that you have set aside for thy people in this hour, Lord God. Father God, I seek restoration. Lord God, in the name of the Most High, Yeshua, right now, in the name of Yeshua, I pray, Lord God, that thy people, Lord God, will be restored in the newness of their mind and the spirit of their minds, that we might prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will, Lord God, that we will come on one mind and one accord. Lord God, we need to experience that mighty rushing wind. Holy One of Israel, we need the clothing tongues like a fire in this hour, Lord God. We need you to prepare us for those things, oh God, that are manifesting, which the prophet have already spoken, Lord God, and which are already coming to pass. Father God, help us to stand fast in the liberty wherewith you have made us free. Let us be not entangled, Lord God, with the yokes and the bondages and the things that are manifesting. But God, let us put our trust in you, Lord God. Help us, oh God, to stand fast and be not soon shaken in mind or spirit, lest we be off the pathway that you have set our foot on, Lord God, as we continue to run this race that you have set before us. Holy One of Israel, Son of the Most High God, we come humble, asking you as you're leading us, you're guiding us through the path of righteousness. Let us get not off of the pathway that you have set us on, but Father, help us to look towards the hill from whence cometh our help, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the potter and we are the clay, and Lord God, we are on the potter's wheel. Father God, we know there is no temptation that toucheth, taketh man, but you said you would make a way of an escape. Father God, we need that escape in this hour. Except you build the church, Lord God, we have woken in vain. Except you build the city, we have labored in vain. But we know that we did not come this far, but by your grace, by your love, and by your mercy. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the outpouring of the fresh oil of the anointing that run from the crown of our heads, even unto the soul of our Father God. We thank you right now, hallelujah, for moving by your spirit, moving and breaking down strongholds, strongholds that got our children on drugs, strongholds, oh God, that got our children on alcohol, hallelujah, Lord God, that have got them to turn, Lord God, to lesbianism, that got them to turn, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God,
God, to loving men, men loving men. Holy One of Israel, we need you right now. We need a mighty move of your spirit. But thou said it, my people, with the call by my name will humble themselves. God, give us a humble spirit that we might humble ourselves under your mighty hands, that we might seek your face, that we might rend our garments, our hearts and not our garments today, Lord. Holy One of Israel, as you have shod our feet with the perspiration of the gospel of peace. Father God, we said thank you. Hallelujah, Lord God, for causing our cups to run over in this hour, Lord God. Hallelujah, removing the scales from our blinded eyes. Hallelujah, Lord God, restoring the hunger and thirst after righteousness. Holy One of Israel, Lord God, we are in a warfare in this hour, Lord God, but help us, Lord God, deliver us from our adversary in this hour, Most High God. Show forth thy mighty acts, thine excellent greatness, Most High God. In this hour, we have need of thee. Hallelujah, Lord God. Turn it around. God, turn it around. Turn these ministries. Turn their lives. Turn the church around. But you said the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Father God, we are the remnant. Hallelujah. We are the chosen that are calling out in this hour. Hallelujah. We are the faithful few that seek in your face. You are our propitiator, Holy One of Israel. Holy One of Israel, you are our advocate. Hallelujah, Lord God. A great emancipator. There has been none greater than thee. We pray, Lord God, for the outpouring of deliverance in the United States of America. We pray for deliverance across the waters, in the four corners of the earth. Cause your people to come together, one mind and one accord in the spirit realm. Hallelujah, Lord God, that we can break down the forces of evil, cancel the plot, plan, and every assignment, satanic and demonic in this hour. Lord God, we realize that they are more prevalent now than they ever have been. We need to be endowed with power from on high like never before. We need that next level of the anointing upon our lives. Hallelujah, Lord God. Holy One of Israel, that we too be not fallen by the wayside. But, oh, Lord, our God, that we put our trust in you, my God, to deliver us from the snares of the fowlers, the noisome pestilence. Give back unto us, hallelujah, Lord God, that with the locusts have eaten, with the canker worms, the pommel worms, and the caterpillar have eaten. Hallelujah, return back to us. Father God, what we seek in thy face, but thou said it, we shall return, that you will have an open ear, and you will hear the cries of thy people, even as you heard them in the brick pit. Hear our cry, Holy One of Israel, Son of the Most High God, I am in this hour. Acquire, we have need of thee in this hour as never before. Hallelujah, Lord God. We need you to break the chain. Hallelujah, Lord God. Loose the shackles. Hallelujah, Lord God, that there be no excuse in this hour, Lord God. While she, Lord, we're crying out for the seed. Hallelujah, Lord God. For we are thy seed in this hour, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We need you. We need a move of your Holy Spirit. Show forth thy mighty acts. Hallelujah. Our children are getting ready to go back to school. And the things, hallelujah, Lord God, that they have to face in this hour, Lord God. We ask you to move upon their teachers. Move upon their principal. Lord God, we ask you to move upon the president of the United States of America. Move upon our governmental system. For the heart of the king is in thy holy hands. Lord God, give us favor that we might live a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness. In this hour, Most High God, Mother God, we thank you right now for moving by your spirit. Hallelujah, as we continue to lift our eyes unto the hills, unto thee. Yes, you are in this hour. Holy One of Israel, must upon you in these hours. Hallelujah. There is none greater than thee. We ask you to move. Hallelujah, Lord God. Move by your spirit. Prepare us. Prepare us. Prepare us a people, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, for your glory. Even the more, Father, help us to cry loud. Help us to spare not. Help us to lift up our voices, even as a trumpet. Hallelujah, Lord God. Help us not to compromise. Help us not to lie nor deceive. In this hour, Lord God, help us to get anchored. Help us to study to show ourselves approved unto thee, Most High God. For work we need to be ashamed, for we are your stewards. We are your apostles, your prophets, your evangelists, your pastors, your teachers. Lord God, Paul is no longer here. Hallelujah, Lord God. Jeremiah is not here, Lord. We are your Ananias, oh God. We are your Jeremiahs. We are your Isaiahs, Holy One of Israel. We need you to move. Hallelujah. We need you to visit us, even as we lay down at night. Well, we know you don't slumber. We know you don't sleep. You behold the evil and the good. Holy One of Israel. We ask you to visit thy people in this hour, Lord God. For what we need is a visitation, Holy One of Israel. For we have known thy name, and we call upon thy holy name. I am, hallelujah, Most High God, hallelujah, Hosanna, Holy One of Israel, Son of the Most High God. We call upon you in this hour for a mighty move of thy spirit like never before. Show forth thy mighty acts that we may, Lord God, continue to show forth your salvation from day to day. Declare your glory among the heathens and your wonders among all people in this hour, Lord God. For we're pressing towards the mark of a prize of a high calling. We're seeking your excellence. We're seeking, Lord God, to apprehend that which you have apprehended us with. Holy One of Israel, we're crying in this hour, Lord God, for a great outpouring of revival. Lord God, let revival begin in the soul of man. Hallelujah, Lord God. Let it go forth. Hallelujah, Lord God. Let the anointing that destroy the yoke, loose the bind of the wicked, undo the heavy burden, and let the oppressed go free. Recover the sight to the blind. Set at liberty those that bruise, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cast out demons. Hallelujah, Lord God. To cleanse the lepers in this hour, Lord God. Many are spotted, Lord God. Many souls have been wounded. Many souls have been broken. Father God, we need a move of your Holy Spirit, Holy Ones of Israel. Well, you said by your stripes, we are already healed. Hallelujah, Lord God. Help us to stand on your word like never before. Help us to be not soon shaken in mind or spirit, but deliver us from our adversary, Holy One of Israel. I am. We have need of thee as never before. Hallelujah, Lord God. Walk in these homes. Hallelujah, Lord God. We ask you to walk in the courtrooms. Hallelujah, Lord God. Holy One of Israel, walk in these cities, these towns. Hallelujah, you're an omnipotent God, and we seek thee. Hallelujah, Lord God, of thine excellence, for thy name is excellent in all the earth. Holy One of Israel, deal with the kings, the queens. Lord God, hallelujah. Holy One of Israel, ask you to deliver, Lord God, take the sheep clothing off of the wolves. Hallelujah, Lord God, remove the scales, Lord God, that the people might see, hallelujah, those that are sitting under wolves, hallelujah, that they're no longer sheep, hallelujah, Lord God, remove the sheep clothing, Holy One of Israel, Father God, we thank you right now that you didn't bring us this far to leave us, for you said you never leave us, you never forsake us, you said, Lord, I'm with you, even unto the end of the world, hallelujah, Lord God, we need you, hallelujah, Lord God, in our uprising, hallelujah, Lord God, in our laying down at night, we have need of thee in this hour, Lord God. We ask you to break the chain of witchcraft, sorcery, hallelujah, Most High God. Ask you to break the chain, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, of wizards and warlocks, hallelujah, Lord God. Holy One of Israel, reveal yourself, make them know who you are, Lord God. Give them a chance, oh God, hallelujah, Lord God, to seek your face, to ask for forgiveness, oh God, before thy wrath come upon them, Holy One of Israel. Lord God, we thank you right now that it's by your grace and your mercy that we're yet, hallelujah, standing, hallelujah, Lord God, and we're in this race, hallelujah, Lord God, seeking to come to the end, Lord God, Holy One of Israel. Lord God, we say thank you for all things, for your power, your demonstration, hallelujah, Lord God, in the earth in this hour. Holy One of Israel, I pray thee, amen, amen, and amen.
Glory to God, to his holy name. We bless the Lord. Praise God. I'm going to ask once more if Mother Alexander has made it to the line to pray and prophets. Bradshaw, are you online? Praise the Lord. Amen. Who's about to open the line? Hello? Well, praise God. We bless the Lord. I'm not quite sure who's the other warrior that's out there to pray. But if we have no one else that's getting ready to pray now, we're going to get ready to have a prayer covering over the warriors. It's a much-needed prayer. When I do pray, if the Lord have anyone else to do any covering, anything that I miss, we're definitely going to pray over that. Then we'll have whether it's a word from the Lord afterwards, then we will take the prayer requests. But, Father, as we come in your presence tonight, we do glorify you for all the mighty works that you've done, even in as our ears have heard tonight how these warriors have prayed out of the heart, out of the spirit of God for the nation, for one another, for the chains and jokes to be destroyed concerning all the various things that the enemy has unleashed upon the land. But our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. So no glory to God that you got it covered. God, help us to align ourselves up in faith and with the trueness of what your word is saying, and not to walk by sight, but to walk by faith. I pray, God, and thank you for the blood covering over these vessels on this line and the ones that are intervening and interceding in the background, but the warriors that constantly come on are constantly praying throughout the week and throughout the day for the various things, and also when we come corporately online, and those that are around the world that are in so many various places. In some places, glory to God, they're in doing a work that they cannot even announce where they are. But God, we pray, God, a blood covering over them and over us as we continue to seek out the face of the Lord, to continue to stand in the gap, to continue to war, to be like Nehemiah on the wall, determined not to come down, no matter what voices of things that are happening or things that are disturbance or things that are hurtful, things that are disturbing, all those things that are in the voice of a Sanballat trying to bring us down. God, we thank you that the determination is to hold on to the Christ and the greater one on the inside of that word, your anointing and your promise, that we shall not be moved, God. So we're asking for your strength, your divine strength, to help us to stay focused, to keep looking to the hills with coming to our help, realizing that the help does come from you, that we'll be planted by that, like that tree planted by the rivers of water. We'll be in a place that we'll be elevated to soar like the eagle, run and not be weary, walk and not faint. We'll be in a place that as we hear your voice, we'll continue to seek out your face, to let your word go in and search us, to make sure that nothing is hindering our prayer, that we are not walking in darkness. We are not walking, glory to God, with a shadow over us, or we are not walking, glory to God, with the light on, and then all of a sudden when a care comes or something that comes to affect our lives, our family, that our light begin to flicker. We're asking you for the strength that we'll be determined like never before, to persevere, the persistence, and the pursuing, glory to God, to hold fast to the plan. I counsel every demonic and satanic force that comes, glory to God, to try to break us down, to try to rob us of the blessings, of the strength, of the health, or the life, or the peace, or the joy, or bringing disruption in family, or stealing the finances, or coming in some kind of craziness, whether it's from a neighbor, or whether it's cross-country, or getting caught up, glory to God, in the things that are going on in the media. Whatever trick he's trying to plot or plan, help us apply the blood, the word, so find out what the scripture is saying, so we'll go back and apply. It is written. help us to keep casting and releasing, not allowing the enemy to connect the dots from what happened yesterday, last night, last week, what happened when we was a child, what happened, what if this thing is recurring again, I was hurting, now it's coming up again. The blood of Jesus, help us to let go and let God, so when the enemy comes to you, find nothing in us. That glory to God, we'll be in a place that we did release it to you. God, even through the pain, the disappointment, God, you have a way to turn around and what we go through now and where it is, glory to God, seem like it's overwhelming. You'll turn back around and triple and double and glory to God for our trouble. So help us, whatever we're doing, let it be to glorify, to magnify you. Help us not letting busybody be a name among us and devouring and all those other things. Help us to be to a point that, glory to God, we stand on God's word. We walk in his word. We might be perplexed or we might be troubled on every side, but nevertheless, now we stand on what your word is saying. We're, glory to God, hear the voices and hear the things that are happening, but nevertheless, God, your word is said. Help us to be to a place that we cover one another in prayer. And you say love covers a multitude of faults, not the condoning, glory to God, but covering the compassion, the love, the concern. God, help us to walk in forgiveness when we err, even against our own selves, when things come up, that we'll not stay stagnated. We'll not stay, glory to God, in a place where the enemy want to cause us, glory to God. Oh, you made a mistake there, your error there. God, help us to know that same God that forgave us then will forgive us now, and nothing's too hard for God. And whatever it is, if we release it and trust you, that you would take us through. So, God, help us to walk with trying to our best to walk with clean hands, to be in a place, glory to God, that we don't take a back seat on things that we know that you say stand up and speak or stand up and do or stand up, glory to God, in our spirit man on. In the name of Jesus, God, help us to recognize. We say it so often, but help us to know really the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Help us to know that no matter what the weapons that come after us, the greater weapons that we have that you've given us, if we use them skillfully and use them like, we will combat the devil. We will destroy him. We will be a force to be reckoned with. So, God, I just pray for their protection. I pray for all of us. I pray for the financial blessings. I pray, glory to God, what the enemy has stolen, that he'll bring back that sevenfold. We pray increase. We pray, God, blessings, glory to God, in the bodies for healing and wholeness. We pray, glory to God, in the marriages, in the families. We pray for the children. We're praying in those families, glory to God, that is a need while they're standing in the gap for others. They're there to have some sacrifices that's been made and some things that are needed to be blessed in their homes and things that they need, glory to God. God, so I'm praying as they sowing those seeds and they're doing what God's requiring of their time and their prayer and their monetary, God, increase is coming because you have not forgotten their labor of love. I'm praying, glory to God, that you will continue to order their steps and they'll hear your voices like never before. There'll be Rhema Logos word just firing up on their spirit, man. There'll be such a determination no matter what goes on. God said, it is so, it is settled. God, help me to just to believe it, that it is so. So, God, I just pray, God, for your blessings. I pray, God, for directions, for those that are needing directions, those that need courage or encouragement. We pray for those, glory to God, that at a station, glory to God, that they just need to hear and answer and look like other things are buzzing around and interfering, glory to God. I pray against those interference now that it'll be so quiet in the spirit that they're going to be able to hear, glory to God, a pin drop for knowing that it's that still small voice that God has spoken in the name of Jesus. Like you told us, be still and know that I'm God. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. So I'm just praying, God, a miraculous move of God, that even men, when they look upon, glory to God, these vessels and so forth, there, and they see their lives, they'll know this is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. That, glory to God, the things that God is doing on their behalf, turning some things around, making the crooked path straight. God, praying for the minds that they will lay down in sweet rest and sleep without having torment or agitation, aggravation, especially the ones that have giftings that you have called them, glory to God, to dream dreams and see visions and be able, glory to God, to speak and create things from prophetic and from word of knowledge, that will curse and cancel those attacks that will come against those vessels, those that are walking in the office of the pastor and apostle, glory to God, and those teachers, glory to God, and those ones that are carrying the good news of God, the ones that are warring in the spirit and warring behind the scenes, and they are not out there for a man's exaltation. They are not out there, glory to God, for man to see how well they can articulate in prayer or words or scripture, whether they're there because they're calling down strongholds, they're interfering and interfering interceding and tearing down the forces of enemy and tearing up the enemy's camp and whatever. He can't stand it, but nevertheless, the power and authority that we walk in as an army, united together, God, we're going to see great and mighty things to come. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for revival. We thank you, Lord God, for moving in such a miraculous way. We thank you for the overflow. Thank you for financial blessings, even some things that are needed at this hour, not so much as next week and next month, which we do have some things that are on the books for all of us, but there's some that are standing right now as warring as they standing in the gap for others, and they're having some things that is needed right now. God, I'm believing for miracles as we stand united together that you're getting ready to do something miraculous. And no matter how hard this situation has seemed and look like it's not moving, because they're standing and persevering for you on the behalf, Lord, of others, God, I'm thanking you, Lord God, breakthrough is on the way. I'm praying for a witness of heaven. Blessing, overflowing, bloodgate blessings to start just pouring out and the testimonies of the glory of God in the name of Jesus. I'm thanking you, Lord God, for some miraculous things to happen in the body of Christ, in those warriors and those that are standing and those, Lord, that God are doing the will of the Lord. So, God, we thank you for the blood cover. We curse and cancel the assignment of the seed of the enemy that's plotting and planning and trying to force chaos and causing division. Glory to God and betrayal. We plead the blood of Jesus, witchcraft and warlocks and all kind of satanic and sorcery spirits that are sent out, glory to God, that this bizarre things happen. We curse and cancel it by the power of the Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. We command and release from this assignment and go back to the dry place and with the king. We loose the anointing for the Holy Spirit. Have thine own way. Praying, God, healing, deliverance, encouragement, financial blessings, spiritual prosperity, glory to God, and the division, wisdom, glory to God, for whatever is needed in the midst of every situation that we'll have, the wisdom of God to how to go in and how to come out. We just love you today. We appreciate you. We thank you, Lord God, for keep moving on our behalf. Help us not to walk in no fear. We walk in assurance in you, and when we get a little fretted or get unsure or whatever, we go back to the rock. Glory to God that's higher than us. We're going to run to it. We're going to stand on it. We'll stand on your word. We'll stand on your promise and to know that you never fail. And glory to God that when you say a thing, it is so, it is settled. Help us, glory to God, to be in that place of rest. And all you that are labored and heavy laden, you say, come to you and you'll give us rest. We got to take your yoke and learn of you. You are meek and lowly. Your burden is light. Your yoke is easy. We thank you, Lord God. You are so marvelous, so wonderful. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done. We appreciate you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift your holy name. In Jesus' name, we do pray and glorify you for all that you've done. Because without you, Lord, we can do nothing. Through you, we can do all things. In the name of Jesus, God, you cause us to triumph. Help us to continue to sound the alarm. Help us not to be fretful in the things that you've given us, that we'll walk boldly and we'll not allow anybody to cause us to compromise, to cause us to lean to the left or the right, but we'll stay on that path of the straight and narrow in the name of Jesus. And accept what your word says, standing glory to God in perseverance, standing glory to God in righteousness, standing in holiness, being able to sing the praise and glorify you. Help us to be covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. Help us to know that you chose us. We didn't choose you, glory to God, to go forth and bring forth much fruit, God. And so help us our fruit to be not fruit cocktail, but every bit of fruit, glory to God, that is represented for the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, in your presence is fullness of joy. We are fearfully and wonderfully made in you. So, God, we thank you that as we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will and shall be done. And thank you, Lord. We glorify you. We magnify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Bless the Lord. We'll get ready to find out whether there is a word, anything else that God has added in praying for the prayer warriors or the blood covering over the body of Christ, especially the ones that are standing in the gap for prayer for the body, if he hasn't given anything else to add to that, if there is a word of prophecy from the apostles or the prophet, we'll receive that tonight. And if not, then we'll move right along in the prayer requests. So in that order.
I have a word that God gave me, and this is for his warriors. This is for his body. He said, come to me, you who are weary. Come to me, you who are weak. Come to me, you who are tired. For I am the Lord your God, the one who created you, and I have prepared you for war. Listen carefully and hear my voice. Incline your ears for wisdom and apply your heart to understanding and insight. Be of great courage, for I will be with you in troubles and calamities, knowing that pressures and afflictions and hardship produce patience and endurance, for I am with you even to the end of time, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Glory to God. Praise God. Say that last part there after preparing your heart and then going from there.
Let's see. I have prepared you for war. Listen
mm-hmm.
carefully and hear my voice. Incline your ears for wisdom and apply your heart to understanding and insight. Be of great courage, for I am. Wait a minute. Be of great courage, for I will be with you in troubles and calamities, knowing that pressures and affliction and hardship produces patience and endurance, for I am with you even to the end of time.
Praise God. Bless your Lord.
Things are going to get bad, but God wants us to know where our help come from, that he has not forgotten us, and we are called for such a time as this. So he don't want his body getting tired or worried, because the things that we are seeing can wear us down. But he just wants us to be encouraged.
Amen. Glory to God. What a word. Tying all into what was prayed tonight, too, as well. That's so wonderful. God, I thank you for your love, the concern to encourage our heart, even in the midst of trying times. Never leave us nor forsake us. That brings us back into receiving that peace that passes all understanding, no matter what the circumstances look like, and a place in him. But thank God for the words of encouragement and the power. Such prayers that came forth tonight was just depth out of the spirit. I just bless God for every vessel that opened their heart up to and let their spirit up to let God pour into them to pour back out into the body. Definitely one accordness and the anointing for the time that we're living in, an hour, and for us, encouragement and wisdom for us how to walk through this time that we're living in. That word on top of that just came from the prophet. We bless the Lord too as well. God, I thank you. Is there anything else from the Lord tonight? Praise God. Mighty warriors. If there is any prayer requests, we'll go ahead and keep moving while the anointing is flowing for any requests. And if it is so be it tonight, we don't have it. He's moved mightily and great, and let that word continue to saturate in our spirits and move accordingly. But if there are some, we definitely don't want to close the line without coming on one accord and praying. Who knows, God may do that work tonight, tomorrow morning, the next day, whoever, however he does it. But we want to put them out on the floor if they are. Oh, the power of forgiveness and love. Mm. Praise God. I have a request for Mother Alexander that you all will continue to pray. We said, I think it's been over a month now when the enemy attacked her, you know, through coming against her with her vehicle when she was en route to going to church or on the way back or whichever one. I'm not remembering the order, but nevertheless, she was about kingdom business, and he's come against her transportation. But nevertheless, the woman's God, whether she's driving in, riding in somebody else's vehicle, or even today I was hearing that, if I got to walk down to the church or do whatever she got to do. So we want to keep her covered under the blood with that and some things that the enemy is trying to attack to become up, because this is a great warrior. And she's faithful in whatever God's given her to speak, to say, to preach, to teach. But she's she's sincere about kingdom business, and the adversary don't like none of us in anything that we're doing to destroy the yokes in there in his kingdom. So, but we're asking you, Lord, asking you to pray and intercede for this warrior, that God will bless the vehicle to be repaired or brand new to her, whatever, so it won't be anything that she have any complication getting to wherever God wanted, especially as he's speaking and saying that she's going to be crossing county and straight state lines to do greater things. So the enemy is not going to stop it. It may just be a delay, but it's not no denial. But in the meantime, God told us to pray without ceasing, and we know the attacks come, but we have the power to cancel and believe in God that things are getting ready to work around for her good, and God going to make the crooked path straight. So I want you to pray for, like I said, for Evangelist Mother Alexander in that and whatever else that may be going on that she may encounter to get those things in order for her vehicle. So we appreciate that. Any other requests besides what I just said for Mother Alexander? No other? Well, we're not going to hold the line if there's no other requests. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, Warrior, Pastor Bird, would you apply, the word on this situation with Mother Alexander for us? I did follow through last night on the word calling Sister Cindy, Prophetess Cindy, concerning her condition, but we hadn't heard anything back from her, so I did follow through on that. Amen. And so once this prayer goes for Mother Alexander, if there's none other, we get ready to close, and then I'll make an announcement and asking you all to continue to pray for me, too, as I'm listening to the Lord for some directions. And I'm beginning to hear some things, but we want to make sure that everything is lining up according to the Spirit of the Lord at this time. But at this time, Mother, Pastor, Prophet Bird, if you would take the reins and go ahead and pray for Mother Alexander, that request and whatever else God put in your spirit.
Praise God. God, we just give you glory and we give you thanks. Oh, God, we thank you for who you are, and you're so great and you're so wonderful and you're so awesome. And, God, we do thank you for your evangelist, Alexandra. God, she's a woman of God. She's a woman of insight. She is a warrior from her heart, dear God. And, God, you said that we could come and cast every concern upon you, God, because you care for us. So, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, you already know her need for a vehicle, God. So we are asking in Jesus' name, God, that you open doors. We're asking, Father God, that the finances are there. We ask, God, that everything has to line up with your word, Father God, because you said you would make us the head and not the tail, above only, God, and never beneath. God, you said that all our needs was met in you. So we bring her today as we lift her up to you, and we're believing you, Father God, for transportation, whether it's new or used or whatever, Father God. And we are praying that it won't be no junk or anything like that, but it will be something, God, that will take her wherever she wants to go. She don't have to worry about it breaking down or any other thing. Because, God, when you bless us abundantly above whatever we could ask or think. So, Father God, we just bring those needs and we lay them at the foot of the cross. And we call them already done, because you said we have not because we ask not. And God, you said whatever we ask, you acting in faith, it shall come. And Father God, you said where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing on any one thing, Father God, that you would bring that thing to pass. So we come, Father God, standing in the gap for this woman of God right now. And we're believing you, God, for the outcome. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. Praise God, I didn't take my thing off of mute. I said we praise God again for that he's done tonight, and bless all of you all. And just as we reminded last night when we had Pastor Dorsey did such a marvelous job on the word last night about the had it in my spirit so clearly, and then all of a sudden now just left about the, oh, God, we're talking about the Jesus, bless the Lord. I want to say it as that the Lord bless the nature and the quality of Christ, the nature and the quality of Christian life, and how she talked about love and the various things that God blessed and brought out, in regardless of all that's going on in the nation. It's required of us to love and forgive and to walk according to what God has said in His Word. For God so loved the world, and how we're to conduct ourselves. So we want to continue to walk according to what His Word is saying. Thank the Lord for the woman of God is bringing the Word, and Prophetess Tweedy the second Sunday in August, she will be bringing the Word, and we thank God for these anointed vessels, and hopefully soon we'll be hearing from Pastor Bird and Burton and the other pastor here in Charlotte, here in Oklahoma soon. So in the meantime, we thank the Lord again for you all tonight, and pray that you continue to pray one for another and thank God for another powerful move of God through the power of prayer through the warriors tonight. And I just want to give God praise and thank you all so much for so liberally opening your spirit up to let the Spirit of the Lord have free reign in Him, and that everybody in their own gifting, how God just used us to come together collectively in the body of Christ and with no isms and schisms, just giving way to the Spirit of the Lord to have free reign. And it's just marvelous. I'm just elated and thank God for all of you again. And I just wanted to just let you know I love you, and we're going to get ready to prepare tonight to be released from the line, and thanking God again, as the Word told us, again, creating me a clean heart. We want to have a clean heart, and we want to have the right spirit and the steadfast spirit of being obedient to whatever the Lord has said. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Shalom.
Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom. Praise the Lord. Good night. Good night.
Night, Pastor BJ.
Good. Oh, I thought that was Mother. Bless the Lord, love. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing blessed. I've been listening to all the prayers since we started.
We glorify the Lord and praise God for you. And my Father, we do thank you for Mother coming on the line tonight. Mother Dorcas is strengthening her body. We thank you out of 80-something years, still pressing and still pursuing, still doing what God is called her to do in these last hours and last days. So we just pray you continue to bless her, strengthen her, encourage her, continue to open doors and bless her daughter, and continue to bless financially, continue to bless her body to be healed and whole. God, we thank you for her holding on to the joy and the peace of the Lord in her heart. God, we believe in some things to turn around in her favor as the upcoming month, that's some things she believes in you for. God, I pray, God, continue courage to keep fighting the good fight of faith, that she does not take down and she not draw back, and let her know that God still loves us and loves her and still have a purpose, and He wants to still use her voice. So God bless her and strengthen her in Jesus' name. Amen.
We pray for the doctors and the nurses and the hospital. I spent two nights, Saturday night. I went Saturday morning, they kept me, but they sent me back. And I thank God for the peace.
You went to the doctor? Yeah. You went to the doctor or you went to the hospital?
They kept me in the hospital. But,
oh, Lord.
But they sent me back home yesterday.
Why did you go?
Excuse me?
Why did you have to go to the hospital?
I fell.
Oh, no.
And falling is not good, and it affects the head.
You hit your head?
No. I didn't hit my head this time. But
okay.
I felt sitting, and it answered in the head, right in the brain. So I decided to go, because the last time I went, the doctor told me any time I fall again, go direct to the hospital. Don't call the But then thank God for Jesus. God is so good. He loves
thank you, Lord.
So much. He loves his children. So God,
yes,
I give
God.
You praise and I give you thanks, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise tonight and we wish and we pray with faith that the things that we pray for, we believe
yes.
that we receive them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the peace. You know,
thank
I believe that whatever the doctor is doing, that God is giving them the wisdom to find the complaint, whatever is the hindrance, whatever is the problem, that they would find a remedy in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we thank him. We thank God. We thank him. Pray for the doctors for more knowledge. Pray for the nurses to be genuine and to love and to treat
thank
people
you, Lord.
Kind. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love you, sweetheart. I love you.
I love you. And I praise God for you putting even that prayer in, even in spite of what you are going through, that your concern is to pray for their wisdom for the doctors and the nurses. So, Mother, we receive that prayer, and it's much needed as we are praying, glory to God, for things. We pray about the government and pray about the farming, pray about this, pray about that. We need to keep those people lifted up, too, because there are so many things that are going on with some of them are so sincere about the health of people and other ones and so forth like this, they're yet relaxed and nonchalant, and sometimes they'll try to, you know, hold on to old knowledge they had, and they need to have more wisdom and, you know, to care for people so they can save more lives and help people in their health and progress along and be concerned about people. So we bless the Lord for you thinking of others to pray in that the medical field, and we're giving God glory and praise that he continue to keep you and all this dizziness or falling or whatever it is the enemy attacks you to try to cause you to be off balance, that we're canceling that assignment and speaking God can strengthen you and give you continual wholeness, that it don't have to be something dragged on, because the power of God still in operation is still doing great and mighty things this day, and he don't have no respect to person. And even as you as a prayer warrior and praying for others and thinking of others, we believe in God for him to keep you and bless you too, that thing will be lifted off of you. You're a miracle from even the attack of the stroke, but even for some of those little symptoms that still try to come up to distract you or discourage you, we plead the blood of Jesus against and speak in life, health, and wholeness to you.
Thank you.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank
bless
you.
The Lord. We thank the Lord. Yes. Praise God. The other warrior on the phone, God give you anything? Someone's still online agreeing with us, so. Praise God. I don't know who that is. Amen. But nevertheless, we bless the Lord. So if nothing else said, and I got to do a little better because I was thinking about you a lot too long ago but hadn't called, but we're going to bless the Lord for you and we'll be in touch. So in the meantime, as we continue to pray, we're going to bless the Lord that we'll stay united and cancel the assignment of the enemy, the thief that comes to steal. And we thank God for his joy, his peace and excitement and anticipation of expectancy of greater things yet to come for all of our lives. So we're going to look forward to look to the hills with cometh our help. So, ladies, the Lord say the same. Those that already gone off the line, the ones that are left on the line, we just thank God for you and pray God's blessings. And we're going to say good night and God bless till the next time that we be united as life lasts next week on Monday. Amen.
Praise God.
Good night. Good night. Love you. God bless. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. I love you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I just want to thank you, as you've been so good, Lord, you've been so good, you've been so Thank you.